It's about time. Finally, we're seeing real opposition and resistance from the men and women in blue. In particular, yesterday in Framingham, right in front of the AMC movie theater, nearly 100 Massachusetts police chiefs from every corner of the state descended in Framingham for a high-profile news conference. They were angry, they were frustrated, and all of them speaking in unison with one voice. They are opposed to both the House and the State Senate radical anti-police bills. And in particular, they are warning not just the politicians up on Beacon Hill, not just the liberal in-the-tank Democratic media in this state, but all citizens and residents. If either one of these bills pass, or there's a hybrid version in which they end or limit qualified immunity, Boston will become another Portland. Massachusetts will become another Chicago or another New York City. The police are going to be demoralized. It is going to be impossible for them to do their jobs. They're going to be fearing a lawsuit at every angle, at every turn. They're going to hesitate. They're going to second guess themselves. Many of them are simply going to quit, resign, or retire. And the criminals are going to fill the vacuum. With the police's hands tied, constantly fearing a potential lawsuit in court, whether they arrest somebody, don't arrest somebody, whether they use excessive force, however they treat someone in custody, they go, it will be an absolute bonanza and windfall for the trial lawyers and a nightmare for the police, essentially making it impossible for them to do their job. And as they pointed out, for what? For what? What is driving now this hysteria and rabid hatred and opposition to the police? The killing of George Floyd by Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, disgusting and heinous as it was, it didn't happen in Boston. It didn't happen in Massachusetts. It happened hundreds and hundreds, if not a thousand miles away. Minneapolis has a police problem. Their police department is horrible. But the Boston police and most police departments in Mass are some of the best, if not the best, in the country. They set the standard. They are, in fact, the model, especially for community policing, that the rest of the country aspires to emulate. And so the old expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And now the police chiefs, this is unprecedented, are now saying, if either of these bills pass, or some kind of a compromise bill, which either ends or limits qualified immunity for police, it is going to destroy policing. It is going to lead to skyrocketing crime, murders, rapes, that is going to affect every town, every city, every community, every neighborhood in the state of Massachusetts, and it will do so for at least a generation. They were practically begging state legislators to listen to them. And the ultimate slap in the face, they didn't even consult the police. I want you to think about that. Here is a sweeping, radical, anti-police bill that is going to affect policing at every possible level. And you don't even get the input of the people it's going to impact the most? The experts, those who are on the ground battling crime every day? This bill, both bills, in fact, were written by, of, and for Black Lives Matter. When you have radical anti-police, anti-white, anti-American Marxists who are now in control of the halls of the state legislature, Massachusetts, we've got a problem, a big problem. It's time to back the blue. Both of these bills, the House bill and the Senate bill, must go down in defeat. The sooner, the better.